Blanid is in studio. Blanid Ní Chufi. Michael Sheridan. Michael Sheridan, Blanid Ní Chufi.
So we know each other.
We go back a long way.
We go back 20 years ago.
Siobhan Madigan, Blanid Ní Chufi.
I know Siobhan. Siobhan had difficulty getting into the building.
Okay.
Yeah. Ed Sheeran's out there. It's all mayhem out there
it's
today.
Mayhem.
I thought it was for me that they were all there. But
no, sorry, sweetheart.
Is the ice cream van still there?
Yes.
There. Okay, good.
Blanid, you were out and about this morning.
Hence why I look so windswept.
Refreshed.
I'm very flushed. Yes, yeah. I didn't put on a factor, which I was. It's really stupid of me after my report last week on sunscreen. But anyway, it was a bit overcast, but it's no excuse. Yeah, I told Derek yesterday I was going to head off with Dublin Bay Ferries this morning. So I headed down to the East Pier in Dunleary and I got on board at 9 o'clock this morning. And I headed into the city and out to Howth.
Got on board with what?
On a boat.
I know you got on board. So this was a ferry from where to where?
From Dunleary to the city centre and from the city centre to Howth.
Okay, will we have a listen to Harry?
Have a listen, because it was one of the best trips ever.
Morning, Captain.
Morning, Eugene.
All set to go, yeah?
Yes, we are indeed.
Great day, isn't it?
Yes, lovely. Engines are running, crew on board, and passengers are loaded.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard the Saint Bridget. Could we have your attention, please, for a brief safety announcement?
Okay, we just left the East Pier, Dunleary East Pier, and again, I've never seen Dunleary from this point of view, from this perspective. We're just on our way out. Loads of people are walking their dogs this time of the morning. Really, these piers are hectic in the morning with walks and dog walks. And also what I love seeing is some young people with the Sea Scouts out doing some boat work and the sailing schools. It's absolutely lovely. Now, the sea is really, really calm. The only ripple in the water is the one the St. Bridget's here. This boat here is creating a little bit of a ripple, but that's about it. It's lovely and calm. A little overcast, but I think it's kind of perfect because you don't want it to be too sunny or you don't want it to be too choppy either. It's really nice. I'm very naughty. I should be actually listening to the safety announcement. I'll be quiet.
Please take time to look at and read the instructions for donning life jackets at the vessel safety plan in the main passenger lounge. The crew are available.
Hi ladies, where are you from?
From Chicago.
Ah, are you enjoying this trip?
Definitely. It's a beautiful country.
Oh, thank you very much. I always feel it's nearly my own personal compliment when people say that. So why did you decide to take this particular trip?
It was just a different way to see the area, and it's always nice to be out on the water, and it gives you a whole different feel of everything. So I love to be out on the water, and not in it, of course, but on it. And it's just a great way to see more of Ireland.
It's great not to be in the water, because you'll find that Irish water is quite cold.
A little chilly.
So your visit to Ireland, where have you been so far?
Oh, we have been everywhere. Our friend Libby has been a great tour guide. We've been to Killarney. We've been to the Blarney Stone, of course.
And did you kiss it?
Of course I did.
Oh,
I try not to think about all the other people that have kissed it before me.
I know, it's a little gross, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. And we've been to
the Cliffs of Moher.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. We drove up along the Atlantic Way, which was gorgeous, and we had sunshine, and there was loads of people swimming in the beach in Lahinch and Milltime Abbey, so it was beautiful. Yeah.
This is the new, of course, Atlantic Way route that they're promoting this year, which just seems to be working. I have to say, there is one stage along the route where you're wondering how it's the Atlantic Way, but you know what? It works. We're all about tourism.
That's right.
And then we ended up in Galway City. So we did Galway. So we
put my foot in the Galway Bay. So
well, it wasn't cold.
It wasn't that bad. You know, it was only about a half an inch deep where I put it in. So okay, the sun had warmed it.
So are you going to hang out in Howth now for a while? Are you going to stay for the day?
No. We're going to come back on the cruise. We're going to come back on the ship in the afternoon. We're all originally from Cleveland, Ohio. So Cleveland is a sea, is on Lake Erie. So we're all used to kind of doing the water things. So we've kind of touched the water all around the country so far. So we said we'd do Dublin Bay and be able to say that we were out in the bay and out in the Atlantic. And
on the river.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So it's a water holiday.
Well, we keep having point of reference anyway.
Well, I think when you have an island, it has to kind of be a water holiday.
Absolutely.
Right?
And you know, again, we kind of forget that Ireland is just a big, big island at the end of the day. Yeah. And we do think like islanders, apparently.
Right.
I don't know if that's good or bad. Enjoy your holiday.
Well,
enjoy
so very much. Thank you.
Enjoy it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, we're just coming out of the mouth of the harbour where the two piers nearly meet, not quite. And I never realised how close Howth is. and we're coming out to Dublin Bay now, and it's absolutely sweet. These sponsored and charity swims from Hoth to Dunleary aren't that big a deal. I'll think twice the next time I sponsor someone.
Martello Tower at Sandy Cove. The Martello Tower you can see at Sandy Cove was part of British defences against the threat of invasion by Napoleon's armies.
My name is Eugene Garrahy, and I own and operate Dublin Bay Cruises, originally from Doolin, County Clare. My previous life, actually, I was involved in the construction of the Eastlink Bridge, 1979-81. Little did I think I'd be back here 35 years later.
It's hard for me to understand that Dublin Bay Cruises, you're only up and running a year now, but you're the only one of its kind. I thought there'd be 20 of you guys.
Yeah, and there should be, and hopefully there will be. It's a very difficult business to get into, you know, and if we didn't have the experience of running ferries from Doolin to the Aran Islands and Cliffs of Moher, I don't think we'd be in this. You know, it's quite difficult to get into. There's a lot of obstacles that you have to overcome. I could ream them off, and I mean, they're the reason my hair is quite grey at this stage. But we are up and running, and it's going quite well.
Yeah, but hold on now. Your hair might be grey, but you have a lovely, constant tan. So don't knock it. Come here. Another question to you. Are you superstitious about redheads being on board?
I am. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely superstitious. I think they bring huge luck to our business. So you're very welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Now, what kind of people come on board?
Well, last year we carried 30,000 people, and I'd say about 90% of them were Irish people. Irish people looking for a day out with their father, mother, grandchildren. And it's most of our passengers last year were that type of people. So this year, there's an increasing amount of tourists because we're getting out into the market through Fáilte, Ireland, and Tourism Ireland. We're getting out into the European and world market. So people are coming looking for us now.
Now, when I planned to do this yesterday, I arrived this morning. I did not expect to see such a fine vessel. I expected a smaller sort of cruiser, sort of what I'm used to looking out. I suppose Russellville going out to the air, you can see smaller ones, but this is a fine boat.
This one is the St. Bridget. It's a 24 metre steel vessel, and you need that for these waters because generally the waters around Dublin are very, very calm, but Hoth Head sometimes can be a bit choppy, so you need a stable boat. This is a quite heavy steel boat, so also we need a boat that can travel up the Liffey, and there's a compromise there, and luckily we found this one in Rosseville actually, and this one is suitable for this, very suitable. We have a bar on board downstairs, which you haven't seen yet. We might go downstairs later on, Blondes. It serves wine and beer and coffee, and it's suitable for families and corporates, etc. You know, they can use the bar as well.
You know, everyone thinks, there's the perfect day to go out to sea, but today, even though it's not that bright, it's absolutely lovely, isn't it? It's so calm.
It is very calm today. And there's beautiful, the majority of people that live in Dublin actually never got the opportunity before now to go out on the bay. And like, the bay has so many fantastic heritage and cultural sites, as well as the wildlife and the scenery. I mean, as you look south there, you can see the Sugarloaf and Dalkey Island and Killiney Hill, and behind us Hoth Hill. And you can see all that right along the coast. So I think, this will only develop further as people get to know it.
Absolutely stunning views. Daniel, come over here beside me and tell me what you can see through those binoculars.
Okay, well, I was trying to see if I could see any porpoises.
They won't be in the sky. Where would a porpoise be?
In the ocean.
Let's have a look into the ocean.
Well, okay, not too deep, because I don't want to topple over.
I'll hold you. It is really cool to do this, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't see any.
No, I don't see any either. But as I said, you'll probably see the seals as we come into Hoth, because they're always looking for free fish.
I think the seals are down there.
Yeah. Okay, I've just realised that I've been standing at the bow, right? And probably in the way of the captain. So I have to go in and sort of explain myself and maybe introduce myself. Permission to come on board, Captain?
Yes, indeed, madam. Welcome aboard.
Sorry about that. Was I in your way when I was standing in there?
Not at all. No, not at all. We have good visibility from here. The two chimney stacks, the pool bag stacks are there to our left, port side. And we have one vessel ahead of us, European Endeavour. He's going up to his own berth, probably number 21. We have a tanker, Toon Granite, about to depart from one of the oil berths, and he'll back into the river swing, so we wait here until he comes clear.
So this is what they talk about when they say, this is traffic now. this is when it can get a little bit busy. It doesn't seem busy to me. Can it be busier as the day goes on?
Oh yes, there'll be traffic moving all the time. There's a natural separation between the ships, not to allow them to get too close. And we're under the control of Dublin Ports Vessel Traffic Services, VTS.
So you're being monitored all the time?
We're being monitored, and we have communication with VHF radio.
God, when you see the chimneys from this end,
yes,
they really do need a lick of paint.
They do. They're very, very unsightly, really, the rust streaks. They're 210 metres tall, and of course they're out of commission at the moment.
Are you doing a break right now?
So, quite a sight, really.
Thank you. You're being there, VTS, you copy?
VTS in the area, copy that, and point India now and in.
Thank you.
Okay, Dunleary and Dalkey are now behind me, so behind me. Now, this is my favourite of all. This is the hustle and bustle of Dublin Port. A massive green, huge green ship has just passed us. We've gone very, very, we've started to slow down to make way for the bigger ships. The huge cranes to my left, massive blue cranes. And then straight ahead, I can see the city. I can see the O2 up there. And then to my right, this is the exciting bit, colour, a burst of colour, yellow cranes. Blue cranes, green cranes, massive containers. I'm curious to know what's in them. I've no idea. Everything that's leaving our country and everything that's arrived in our country comes to here. It's all happening here. I have to say, of the whole trip, this is my favourite, because I just can't understand how I never understood before how busy Dublin Port is, and it is seriously busy. Okay, we're just approaching the East Link Bridge and it is opening up for us. Open sesame.
Samuel Beckett Bridge. The beautiful harp-shaped bridge upriver from here is the Samuel Beckett Bridge. The Spaniard, Santiago Calatrava, the world's leading bridge designer, designed the harp-shaped Samuel Beckett Bridge.
Ladies, can I ask you, you enjoyed this your trip?
Yes, we're having a great time. Yes.
Where are you from?
We're from Greenhills, Dublin.
And have you done this before?
No.
First time.
And did you hear about it, or did you just go for a little wander?
No, a friend of mine gave me the flyer, and that's why we said we come out every tourist day, a few of us, so we decided to come here.
Yeah.
How that came about.
We go somewhere every Thursday because Ladies Club are closed until September. So every Friday, every Thursday, we pick up something to go on. So.
And tell me this, what other things would you do on a Thursday? What other adventures would you go on?
We were in last week. Where were we?
Skerries
last week. And we had a lovely time in Skerries. Yeah, we go to these. We were in Selbridge, the big house. The big house.
So
there.
You have a day out every Thursday?
Every Thursday. We look forward to it.
Pardon? In the winter as well?
No, only for holidays. Lovely. Yeah.
And what do you do in Holt now? Will you have a little wander? And
we go around and look for a cup of tea first.
I think it's essential.
Or something more.
Are you enjoying it though? Do you like being on boats?
Lovely, absolutely. We have 8 more downstairs. There are 10 of us.
Do you know those questions? And I know the lotto wasn't won last night. If you won the lotto, what's the first thing you would do? Well, I'm going to change my top list. And I know Killiney and Dalkey and all those parts of South County Dublin are stunning. But I have to say, no. When you see Howth from the sea, Howth is so much nicer. And I live on south side of Dublin. I'm going to be killed for saying it, but it's much prettier, much, much prettier. It's not so congested with houses. It feels much more, it looks much more rustic, and it just looks really, really more natural.
The beautiful fishing village of Howth is one of the most visited villages in Dublin by Irish and international tourists. Apart from its rich history and fishing industry, it has many internationally famous fish restaurants.
Ah, Blandit, I would say you're betraying your Southside roots, but you don't have Southside roots. You much prefer Northside. You're a Meath woman, so it's no surprise.
I'm from Meath, married to a Northsider, but I live Southside.
And you far prefer the
and
view of
And I was born
Howth.
In Canada, just to confuse you.
Okay.
So my loyalty is everywhere.
So you far prefer the view of Howth, it would seem.
Much prefer. Well, I never saw it before.
Okay.
You have to understand, my first time to see it from the water. I just want to quickly thank Dublin Bay Cruises, an excellent day. Thanks a million. Eugene Garrahy and Eddie Keane, the captain. He was so nice. And it's well worth a go. I mean, the funny thing is, genuinely, the amount of kids I met, Irish kids who had never seen, who live in Dublin, never seen, had never gone out to Dublin Bay before. And I think it's one of those musts, you know.
Well, it's all on your doorstep there. Dubliners, get out and see it.
Absolutely. Artie.